Good morning again. It's 8 o'clock on Thursday, the 3rd of October. This is Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Áine Lawler. And we have the news now from Brian Jennings.
Israel has issued a renewed call for civilians to leave parts of southern Beirut. At least six people were killed in a strike in a medical facility, which Israel said was affiliated to Hezbollah. The Lebanese health ministry said at least 46 people were killed in Israeli strikes in the previous 24 hours. From Beirut, Fran McNulty reports.
Loud booms echoed across Beirut last night. The latest Israeli strike on the Hezbollah stronghold of Dahiya in the south of the city. It has been bombarded for days, the area like a ghost town as people flee. In the early hours of this morning, a strike thought to be from an Israeli warship hit a medical centre in Beshura, close to parliament buildings. The strikes on this city continue as Israeli Defence Force soldiers and Hezbollah operatives engage in close combat in the south. The IDF has told locals in Lebanon living within 60 kilometres of the border to evacuate. Much of the fighting there has been close to Camp Shamrock, where Irish troops, part of a UN mission, are based. The Defence Forces has said all Irish personnel are safe and accounted for, but say the current situation is challenging. Fran McNulty, RTE News, Beirut.
The PSNI has been fined almost €1 million for a data breach that resulted in details of all its officers and staff ending up in the hands of dissident Republicans. The fine was levied by the UK's Information Commissioner's Office. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The data breach happened in August 2023. It saw the details of all 9,000 of the PSNI's officers and staff published. They had been in an attachment inadvertently added to a Freedom of Information request and sent out. It was published on a website for only a couple of hours, but the PSNI accepted that the information had made it into the hands of dissident Republicans. The fine of €900,000 was levied by the UK's Information Commissioner. He said it would have been more than six times higher but for the fact the PSNI is publicly funded and dealing with huge budget pressures. The fine is a fraction of the wider price of this data leak. It's estimated it could end up costing the police €280 million when security upgrades and compensation claims are paid out. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, is calling for an increase in the scale, pace and ambition of environmental action. It warns that unless advances were made, progress, economic prosperity and health will be threatened. It says that for too long, Ireland has merely aimed to get by, aspiring only to minimum environmental standards, and that in many instances these are not reached. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
This State of the Environment report is the most comprehensive environmental assessment published by the EPA every 4 years. It says that although progress has been made, environmental actions are not enough to deliver a healthy environment. For instance, reliance on landfill dumps has reduced dramatically, but Ireland is generating and exporting too much waste. Air quality in cities has improved, but even a low level of air pollution impacts health. Serious pollution in many rivers and lakes has been addressed, but many water bodies have lost their pristine status. The EPA is calling for a strategic leap, a shared vision, and work to protect our own existence within the next decade, and a national policy statement on the environment that articulates and drives this transition.
Reports relating to suspected illegal content online made to the National Reporting Centre hotline.ie rose by 30% last year, compared to 2022. Of the 40,543 reports made to the centre, over 29,000 were designated as child sexual abuse material. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
The core of hotline.ie's work relates to the removal of child sexual abuse images and videos from the internet after it receives reports from members of the public. According to its latest annual report, the amount of online child sexual abuse material identified last year increased by 110%. Images or videos that children appeared to have taken themselves on smartphone cameras or webcams rose by 280%. According to hotline.ie, they can either be a product of consensual sharing to other children or the result of coercion by adults. In 2023, 1 in 10 child sexual abuse material reports were found to contain computer-generated images. The National Reporting Centre has expressed real concern over the use of AI to digitally edit photos and generate images. Reports to hotline.ie relating to intimate image abuse, racism and xenophobia, and financial scams also rose last year.
In the United States, a court in Washington, D.C. has unsealed a new document from a special prosecutor setting out a case against former President Donald Trump, alleging a plot to subvert the outcome of the 2020 presidential election that resulted in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The new filing was made to comply with a Supreme Court judgment earlier this year, which said presidential actions are immune from prosecution. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
The July Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity said official acts by a president are immune from prosecution, but it did not define what constitutes official acts, leaving that decision to lower courts on a case-by-case basis. To comply with the ruling, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith has rewritten his original criminal indictment of Donald Trump over alleged election interference, claiming that many of his actions were taken as a private candidate seeking re-election, not as a sitting president, and therefore ought to face prosecution. A 165-page brief submitted to Judge Tanya Chutkan in Washington, D.C. was unsealed last night. Although heavily redacted, the brief still contains never-before-published details of the alleged actions by Trump and his supporters to overturn the result of the 2020 presidential election. As the case will not be heard before the election, this document is the last chance voters may get to see evidence amassed by the government in its investigation. Donald Trump posted on social media, calling the document another obvious attempt by the Harris-Biden regime to undermine and weaponize American democracy and interfere in the 2024 presidential election. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be largely dry today with the best of the sunny spells in the north and east. It'll become generally cloudy in the southwest and west, with occasional rain and drizzle turning more frequent in the evening. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 16 degrees.